This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel pummeled Gaza with airstrikes and Palestinian militants launched rocket barrages at Israel on Saturday, with no sign yet of an end to the worst escalation in years. And after 6 days of conflict, U.S. and Arab diplomats were seeking to calm the situation after a night of violence that saw militants fire about 200 rockets at cities in Israel, whose planes struck what it said were targets used by Hamas, the Islamist group that runs Gaza. At least 136 people have been killed in Gaza since hostilities erupted on Monday, according to Palestinian medics. Israel has reported 8 dead. Hamas launched Monday's rocket assault after tensions over a court case to evict several Palestinian families in East Jerusalem, as well as in retaliation for Israeli police clashes with Palestinians near a mosque, which is Islam's third holiest site. Regional and international diplomatic efforts have yet to show any signs of halting hostilities, which have also been accompanied by violence in Israel's mixed communities of Arabs and Jews. Synagogues have been attacked, Arab-owned businesses have been vandalized, and street fights have broken out. China has landed a spacecraft on Mars for the first time Saturday, a technically challenging feat more difficult than a moon landing, and the latest step forward for its ambitious goals in space. Plans call for the rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic tests before rolling down a ramp to explore an area of Mars known as Utopia Planitia. It will join an American rover that arrived at the Red Planet in February. China's first Mars landing follows its launch last month of the main section of what will be a permanent space station. This is VOA News. More than a dozen states in the U.S. quickly embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most cases, but other states and cities and some major businesses hesitated amid doubts about whether the approach is workable. As many business owners pointed out, there is no easy way to determine who has been vaccinated and who hasn't. And the new guidelines issued Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, essentially work on the honor system, leaving it up to people to do the right thing. Also in the U.S., gas shortages have spread from the South, almost exhausting supplies in Washington, D.C. The runs on gasoline follow a ransomware attack that forced the nation's largest gasoline pipeline to shut down. Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline reported making substantial progress in getting the pipeline back in full service. Meanwhile, multiple sources reported that Colonial paid the criminals nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency for a software decryption key to unscramble their network. U.S. President Joe Biden said that his administration would seek to put the responsible Russian-speaking ransomware gang out of business. The gang's operators said they were shutting down, but cybersecurity experts warned it could be an exit scam. And more on the story of hostilities between Israel and Hamas. The Israeli military says a misunderstanding caused it to tell some international reporters that it had invaded the Gaza Strip with ground troops. The army later retracted the statement, but the news had already spread around the world. Well-placed Israeli military correspondents say the misleading army statements were part of an elaborate ruse to lure Hamas fighters into a deadly trap that may have killed dozens of militants. Friday's incident has threatened to further strain what has been an often rocky relationship between the military and the foreign media. Japan is further expanding a coronavirus state of emergency from 6 areas, including Tokyo, to 9, as the government repeated its determination to hold the Olympics in just over 2 months. Japan has been struggling to slow infections ahead of the Games. The 3 additions are Japan's northern island of Hokkaido, where the Olympic marathon will be held, and Hiroshima and Okayama in western Japan. Bars, karaoke parlors, and most entertainment facilities are required to close. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.